Join me today, Mark motherfucking Cunningham.
That's right.
MarkJC88 on Instagram. He doesn't use his fucking Twitter. We are fresh back from the House of Football, where we watched Tottenham dismantle a woeful Spurs.
Woeful.
I believe was the ESPN headline at halftime, or at full time.
Full time.
Arsenal in complete control against woeful Spurs.
Woeful.
Absolutely pants. Dog shit on them. Actually, to be fair to them, they played all right in the second half. They got some chances. If Kulusevski could have fucking nailed in those benders, he would have been a little more nervy.
Yeah. Well, I was saying to Martucci, I was like, Arsenal invited that pressure. They wanted.
Yeah, they kind of did.
Yeah.
I don't know if they wanted it, but like, because they were dominating the beginning of that half, but then, it got kind of hairy.
Yeah, it did. No, it did. But they were always going to take, they were always going to have chances. I think Arsenal wanted them to have those chances on their terms, which is exactly what they got out of it.
Yeah,
and they sealed it up first half.
But yeah, what we said from the beginning was that like when Arsenal took the lead, it the only chance that Tottenham had were playing them on the break on the counterattack. So if they had gotten their trademark one penalty for Harry Kane that they normally get every time we play, especially at the shithole,
right
at the toilet bowl, the new fucking stadium that's shaped like a fucking. Like a toilet seat. I need a new one. Should figure that out. But they really didn't offer much of a threat. The first half was pretty pathetic. It was the first shot. That fucking pathetic attempt at a dive. Who was it that did that shit? That went to the Harry Kane School of Diving but didn't graduate?
Oh, that was Højbjerg.
Was that Højbjerg? Yeah, that was terrible.
When
you are rubbish and they found you out.
Saliba stuck his butt out.
Yeah. Yeah, not too bad. Your boys did all right this weekend.
Yes, we did.
Do me a favor, love.
Yeah.
Who said Manchester United doing Arsenal a favor?
Yeah, I mean, we're in cahoots again.
Dude, the fucking suck off by all the English media when like Manchester United are back. They're back. We've waited so long. We've been suffering in London.
Is that
the center of Manchester United, central core fans?
Yeah, London. Is that
Piccadilly
what the
London.
News sounds like? Because to me it sounded like
Peter Drury was like Manchester United,
the
fallen giants.
They are, and the rivalry in Manchester is alive again.
I do suspect he has a soft spot for United.
I think he does.
He says some very poetic.
Yeah,
things
he
about
yeah,
United.
Fucking waxing real lyrical.
Yeah,
about that shit.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
I was like, this motherfucker. But the thing is, like, all the goddamn pundits is like, you know, we're used to it as. They're just as bad as us Americans, right? They're just as weak. Where do the front runners that we got come from? They came from over there, right?
Yeah.
And like,
yeah.
Every time we try to out retard them, they show us the Brexit. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you think you can fuck this up? We're gonna put Boris in charge and do Brexit.
Oh god, it's a shit show right now.
Yeah.
I mean, what is the joke? They've had like six prime ministers in the last 12 months.
Since Tony Blair?
Exactly.
Yeah, well, one for every season.
Yeah.
Just going to come out at Groundhog Day. Just pick another.
Oh, God.
It's going to be Boris again.
You know, for the United camp, I mean, we're getting arrows in our heart for the last 10 years, but it's all we're hearing about is, how it was undeserved and how the disallowed goal
was not deserved. But you guys deserved a point out of it.
Yeah. Yeah,
there's a point, and I think it's fair to say from when you got whipped like 6-3 early this season to now that there's been a lot of progress.
Yeah,
I think there's been addition by subtraction.
Yeah, you get rid of one giant
cunt, and you play a little better when you don't have to fucking give lip service to the wank master in Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, he needed to feel special, and unfortunately, you know, he
just came back and ruined his legacy.
Yeah,
it's beautiful. I love it.
What is it Zlatan saying? Eric Cantona saying he's not 25 anymore, and I don't think he realizes that.
Right, and that's very fair. That's what everyone else has said, right? Everyone,
yeah.
Like when, you know, he took shots at Wayne Rooney and shit like that for being And he's like, oh, you know, he's like, no. He's like, no, we're tight. But, you know, he just doesn't seem to be able to understand, come to grips with getting older. He's like Rooney's younger than him and he retired. Rooney obviously got it.
Yeah. I mean, but to be fair, he scored 24 goals. So he you know, last season. So
exactly.
There's a reason he believes he can still play at that level. But
those were penalties.
Yeah, well, enough. But, you know.
Like 10, right? 10 of those were like penalties at least.
There is that turn, and, you know, I hate to say it, but he's had some family issues as well. That's probably caused a downturn in his productivity as a footballer.
What is that?
With his son passing.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're talking about his rape case.
No. That was more of a relief. He's off the hook on that.
He can travel back to the United States now.
You know,
the MLS were not willing to pay him $200 million a year, though.
No, not at all. That is the prestige that the Saudis can claim.
Hey, you see what's really great about it? So you know how like his partner now is, they're not married.
Yes. So, I saw that. Yes.
So in Saudi Arabia, if you're not married, you can't live together.
That's
so
right.
So he's got the permanent hall pass because the chick can't stay with him. So he can bring his girlfriends over whenever he wants.
Oh, I thought they were gonna work out a way that she could stay with him.
No, well, I mean,
they were just going to break the law.
As far as it goes, the law states that she can't have her official residence.
I thought they were going to do like a special visa for.
No. I mean, I'm sure she can be like, you know, in the building right next door.
Yeah,
but
right.
I'm sure he made sure that
they've got a connecting.
But I'm sure he's made sure there's a private entrance that she can't see that's off camera for him to bring shuttle in his other bitches.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, as long
bitches,
as he,
I mean, lovely.
As long as he doesn't end up in a Shakira song, right?
Right. Hey, you see, actually today that. PK went to work in one of those little tiny cars that she said that she traded his Ferrari for a, I forget the name of it.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
But yeah, it's on IG. It's like him showing up to whatever today in a little rinky-dink car. It looks like a fucking Fiat or something.
Wow, I didn't know that.
A Peugeot.
Yeah, so something. Or Citroën, one of those.
Yeah, I think it was Citroën. I think it was
in the song, it was a Taikwer or something like that. Yeah,
yeah. Everyone's yelling at us what the actual name is. You fuckwad! You fuckwit!
How can you not know?
How do you not know? You put your... I left my phone in the other room. I'm not looking at Instagram, okay? Yeah, I'm not going to walk away just for this.
Yeah,
okay?
We are being present right now, okay?
I'm not going to log into Instagram on my laptop. That's a no-no. We don't do that.
Yeah.
That shit's bad enough on my phone.
Yeah, no, but, you know, we definitely did you guys a freaking favor. But
do
hopefully,
me a favor, love.
Hopefully next week we can rescind that favor.
We can rescind it. We have a big match. This is a recap and a preview.
Yeah.
All at the
oh
same
my
time.
God. Yeah. Who would have thunk?
Is this sex talk getting picked up on the fucking recording? It definitely is, isn't it?
It definitely.
We probably shut the door.
Yeah. Probably should.
Mind the meatloaf.
Or get
Michael.
Get Michael to mute it.
Shut it off.
Do you want me to text him?
No, it's okay.
No?
Okay. Well, oh, yeah. Go ahead. Sure.
Yeah. Okay.
I suppose I close the door. But yeah, I mean, honestly, this is since we are doing a preview podcast now, apparently. United are going to be, they can go into second place or something like that.
Yeah. I mean, if City tie or.
Oh yeah.
Again,
and actually the best thing is that City play Spurs midweek.
Oh,
perfect time for,
hey,
for
Conte,
Tottenham to bounce back.
Conte. Good.
Does he want to save his job or does he want to get fired?
Right. I think, we have the theory that he wants to get fired.
Yeah,
right?
I think that would be ideal.
So, but no, I you know, we're a point behind them, level on games played. Newcastle are level on points, but have a game extra.
Right.
We have a game in hand, I should say. Yeah, I mean, Arsenal now officially 8 points in front of the leaders, 9 points in front of third.
Let's take a look at the table.
We still have to beat Palace, right?
still got to beat Palace.
That's the thing. As speaking from a United point of view, it's like the banana fucking skin is always lying in wait. And
man, looking at the form table, this is kind of wild because it shows it. You know, Arsenal 4 wins and a draw.
Mm-hmm.
United 5 wins on the trot. Newcastle United 3 wins, 2 draws.
Yeah.
City loss, win, draw, win, loss, and they got the fucking cock on the ball next.
Yeah, they do. Yeah, I mean, City are not looking strong.
Wait,
right now.
Newcastle and Man United both play. How do you guys both play Crystal Palace next?
We played them.
Oh, because
yeah,
I was like, yeah, you guys are both playing them next, so they don't play till the weekend.
Yeah.
So since Newcastle's played one more match than y'all.
Yes, exactly. So
technically, this is basically a midway point. You will play your midweek match against them before we play you guys at the weekend.
That's okay. Right. Yeah,
I like that. Right. Fresher legs for us. Yeah. I like that.
And they just lost to Chelsea, so Palace have had a pretty tough run of games now.
A little
so
brutal.
We'll hope to, you know, make it worse for them. But
Palace are like in 12th place. Loss, win, loss. Yeah. I mean, so
there's your boy right points. There. He could be doing you guys a solid.
Patrick Vieira.
Yeah, he could be doing you guys a solid.
Come on, Vieira, right here. Do it to Palace.
Yeah. No.
I mean, I just care more about beating you. I agree. I really want that so much more. Like, the fact that you guys ruined our perfect season, fucking,
yeah.
The only blight on our record.
Hey, it's not the first time.
Yeah, maybe Rooney can die for another penalty this time. Yeah. You got ample deputies, though. We got some people like that you can do.
So Anthony
looks like a natural diver.
Who do you start against United?
Who the fuck do we start every game? Yeah. Our lineup doesn't change, bro.
There is
no changing. It's Saka, okay. Nketiah, and Martinelli.
Yeah.
In the midfield, it's Odegaard and
Partey. What other
option
do you have at left wing? What other option do you have?
Emile Smith Rowe is the only one currently. And he's just getting back to full fitness.
Okay, yeah, Martinelli.
Yeah, Martinelli. And then we have but the other guy, Marquinhos, is not really – he's only like 18, 19. He's not really ready. He's like a backup.
Yeah, okay.
And Fabio Vieira, who's our backup number 10, who can also play on the right wing.
He can only play
left wing.
He's no Odegaard, and that's the problem. No. That's his problem, is he's no Odegaard.
Right. But he comes in and he creates. He scores goals and he creates goals. So he still gives end product. He hasn't been running a match the way Odegaard does, because Odegaard now, like, Odegaard has like 4 man of the match performances. Like, he was the Premier League player of the month for November, December.
God,
I don't know why that was 2 months together.
So good. Yeah.
Very good. Like, scored a nice goal today also.
Yeah, he did. Shabby. Just a nice little
long range effort.
Yeah. Bottom right corner. Yeah.
Can we get a round of applause for Hugo Lloris and the end of his international and Premier League career today? Way to fucking give up the winner.
Who scored
the winning goal for Arsenal? That was Hugo Lloris with an own goal. Chesting it in really magnificently at the mid-post.
It just doesn't. It gets worse and worse for him. Yeah.
So good. Natural.
So here's the thing, right? I mean, you know, I don't think it'd be too crazy to say that United probably have the strongest midfield in the league right now.
That's not saying much. Arsenal have the strongest midfield in the league. But
I don't know, after beating City.
Casemiro, now all of a sudden you got a better midfield than us?
I think after beating City, yes. Yeah, I think form-wise, yes. I think class-wise, yes. Come on.
Hold on. Let me check the fucking
Kaza,
we got
Kaza, Eriksen, and Bruno. Come on, dude.
All right, so we got a 9-point lead on your ass.
Yeah. But you have Partey, Xhaka, and Odegaard.
Yeah.
We have Kaza, Eriksen, and Bruno. I think that's a better midfield.
It's not on paper.
Oh,
it's not. It's close. Ah. It's not.
Oh, it's
Eriksen. You got a fucking dead guy in your midfield. You're trying to claim your fucking your number eight. Your number
Excuse
eight.
You.
You're claiming a fucking corpse is better than Xhaka.
He's got a little electric thing.
He's got a little pacer in there. Yeah,
he's
got
a pacemaker.
Sorry, I'm not shitting. I love Eriksen.
Yeah, of course.
I loved it when he left Tottenham to go to fucking Inter so I could enjoy him.
Yeah.
And then, goddamn, their rules that they don't allow any dead players in their league. Yeah, so, like, sorry, bro, you
no
died.
Ghosts,
you can't, like,
no
once you
ghosts,
die, there's no ghosts. No ghouls are allowed in the San Siro. This is a fucking rule. We got enough ghosts and fucking, there's enough dead bodies under this stadium.
Yeah, I know, right?
Silvio Berlusconi buried enough fucking corpses under there that there is not allowed.
Not allowed.
I don't know. I don't know if this. I've not said a lot of PC stuff today. I guess that's not really my MO.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You know,
it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, you're forgiven. I forgive you.
thank you. hopefully, only 10 people listen to this.
Yeah,
I don't get it. I'm not dry. But yeah, the.
I guess we'll see.
But look, Eriksen, Casemiro, right? The average of their two ages is what, 35 years old.
Kaz is 30 and Eriksen's 30.
They're both 30?
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
They got a lot of miles though.
They do. They do, but they are still fairly young in the modern game.
Yeah. I guess, and you know what? I guess that's surprising because Xhaka just turned 30 or he's 29. I think he just turned 30.
Wow. Yeah. No, I.
But
I,
Thomas Partey's only 28. Casemiro's only 30. I guess he just looks old for his
Yeah,
Casemiro's really good. Partey's been better than him, but
Harry Maguire is older than Varane. Harry Maguire is 6 months, like 6 months older than Rafa Varane.
29, 30?
They're 29 this year. Both of them are 29 this
year. Dude, Varane has more miles as a 29-year-old than I've ever seen.
But that's a shocking. I was shocked when
Michael, the microphones can't pick you up yelling from the other room. It's not how this fucking works, bro. This guy, we got to close the goddamn door. You know the Tottenham fan in the room for the recording. Right. He's commenting from the fucking the peanut gallery in my living room.
But look, as long as we have our necromancer on the sideline, Eriksen will stay put.
But I'll take Odegaard over fucking Ratface all day. your little fucking weasel, that's Bruno Fernandes.
You know what?
He's a good player, and he's doing better again now that Ronaldo's gone and all that shit.
Yeah, that I think that is a fair statement. Ratface
cunt.
But obviously, as a United fan, I pick Bruno over Odegaard any time of the day.
You really love Odegaard.
Look, this is coming from a very honest place. I love Odegaard. If I'm being perfectly honest here, I still pick Bruno over Odegaard. That's where I stand. And that's from a purely objective point of view.
Purely objective point of view. Towing the company line.
No bias whatsoever. I like Bruno Fernandes.
That's how you say his name? Fernandes?
That's how Martin Taylor says it. Yeah.
We just said they called fucking Shinji Kagawa fucking.
Yeah, I know. Well, we can't trust him to pronounce
Kagawa.
Kagawa. Just for the record, Kagawa. We know how to pronounce it. I don't know exactly how it's pronounced, but
I think you're right. I think it's a decent. I think your back line is definitely not as settled as ours is. Mm. The goalkeeper, I think, is pretty even. Like De Gea pulls out some nice saves still. He's definitely not at his absolute peak of his power.
What is Ramsdale's ball distribution like?
Oh, it's fantastic. That's part of
then
what
you
he's
have,
so good.
Then you have the edge because he's a great shot stopper too.
And as we saw today, Ramsdale had a really good shot stopping game today, and that was always De Gea's strength. And it's funny for a guy who is like the guy who was the best at making saves with his feet, is not the best at playing it with his feet.
Yeah. Yes, correct.
That's the kind of funny thing about him. It's like, oh, he's the best goalkeeper with his feet.
Well, he only knows how to throw his legs out. That's not how you kick a ball.
Yeah, he knows how to kick save. those aren't nice passes into touch.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, Ramsdale's distribution is why we got him, as well as the shot stopping, that you can literally play it to him, and he's confident to make the long-distance passes and do all that shit.
Look, and you see, if you watch to 90 minutes of the City match, I doubt you're going to spend any time doing that, but we don't trust playing out the back.
Yeah.
City has a better counter-pressing, what do you call it? They turn it into goals better than we do. So we were not fucking risking that because I don't think we play that game. Arsenal are a lot more experienced playing out the back. They're just a lot better at it.
But we've also been committing to that for a few years now. Like exactly. We've been trying that.
Exactly. So if we're talking about a back line, I think we're going to see something very similar to how United played against City, which is we're just hoofing it and we're trusting some of our taller players to hopefully get it. You might see Walt Weghorst
confirmed. He'll be shown to the Manchester United faithful at the Crystal Palace match.
Yes, indeed. So
and then he'll be trotted out at the last 15 minutes. You guys are losing to Arsenal.
Yeah,
to try to go along. You're gonna shove Varane up front with him.
We're gonna do a Argentina Netherlands.
We're gonna the fancy fucking footwork. The goddamn God, fucking credit to them on the goddamn set piece. That was amazing.
That was great.
Impressive. I did not think they had it.
I didn't think Louis van Gaal had it in him to try something.
Do you think he called that? You think he called that, or the players did that?
That's a good question. I think Van Gaal did. I mean, it seems a little
risky for him. It's not in his character.
Remember when he subbed on Tim Krul? Like he subbed keepers. I think he's got that in him. He's a cheeky, cheeky, cheeky bastard. And it feels
the horny man. It makes
sexy. Considering he's also kind of going through cancer, I feel like he would have just been like, fuck it, let's try it. You know what I mean? Like
Earthworm Jim, the human thumb.
The human thumb.
You could draw a little face and put a little stupid Dutch accent on it. It's Louis van Gaal.
Louis van Gaal, yeah.
Put that Man United jacket with the Adidas stripes on a thumb. And then there it is.
Yeah, at least he gave us a few years of laughs on the sideline. Nothing interesting going on the pitch when he was managing us, but the sidelines, but
he was in charge of those Europa League losses against
I remember my favorite one was against Athletic Bilbao.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what made you guys sign Herrera after he fucking whipped up.
Oh, I know. Yeah. That worked out well. I loved Herrera. I loved him.
He was good enough to go to PSG after he left you.
Yeah,
so
sit on their bench.
Yeah, he wasn't.
I mean, he left the club and you know, he had accused us rightfully so of not prioritizing football at United.
Yeah.
But then to go to PSG and sit on the bench is kind of ironic.
Well, they bring that long dollar.
Yeah. that's what I mean, right?
He went as a free agent, right?
Yeah,
he, like, ran
they don't
his contract.
They don't prioritize. Like, yeah, they don't $200K prioritize
to sit on a bench. At
exactly.
PSG.
Exactly. And
whatever, he went there to help Neymar win a Champions League. You know? Yeah. Is he still there? He's probably still on the bench, isn't he?
Or is he back
in Spain? Yeah. He'll probably end up back at Bilbao. Right? He'll probably
For sure he will. Yeah.
Reunited with Iker Muniain.
Yeah.
Giving you guys nightmares. the Bilbao captain.
What's your score prediction?
I'm going 2-1 Arsenal. Yeah, I think that's what I see.
Wow.
We're going to score goals. The question is, how well are we going to
My prediction is obviously we win. That's obviously my prediction.
I'm giving you a Rashford goal.
We're
getting a Saka and Nketiah goal. My boy Martinelli, I will still be rooting for the whole time, but I'm feeling the Saka and Nketiah.
If this was 10 years ago, I would obviously be the guy who's like, yeah, of course Rashford's scoring, continuing to break the record. But it's not, and I'm just like, can he keep it up? Can we avoid a defeat at Palace?
Yeah,
all these things.
Hopefully you don't banana skin it. Well,
I obviously I think we're gonna win.
You think or you want to believe? You want to?
I genuinely
think you're gonna come to Arsenal and beat us?
With
the team that you just saw pass fucking circles around Spurs.
Yeah, but that's Spurs.
Yeah, like, that's a Spursy.
Not,
yeah, it's
you
not.
Know, like we played our quote unquote
Wait, hold
best
on.
Game of the season
All right,
against
what
Spurs.
If, yeah, actually, yeah. Can you guys just start like Fred and McTominay instead?
Yeah, right. Exactly. Yeah, that's the difference, right? That's the difference. No McFred this time.
No McFred.
Yeah. So
no egg McMoobie muffin.
Yeah. No. So hell, we might start Fred. We might do the City thing and have Eriksen, Casa, and Fred.
I would love that, you conservative little bitches.
And
that
it's a counter press thing. It's a counter press thing. We Fred does the hard running. He'll pressure Odegaard like he did De Bruyne. We may do it, and I don't think we will. I don't think we will because, you know, I don't know if you remember this, but we beat you earlier this year, and
I conveniently forgot all about that.
Yeah, and when we played
I just blacked out when we went to Old Trafford. Yeah, everything got canceled.
When that happened,
the Queen died.
Happens, right? Yeah, I know. I know how torn up you were about the Queen. So yeah.
God, I loved all the signs and stuff like Rangers and shit like up in Scotland. Like,
God, it was so good. That's why they canceled the matches. By the way,
I know because they were terrified of people doing that shit.
Yeah.
They
didn't want William to have to shed a tear.
Prince William, your poor mother.
You know, Harry was already fleeing the country. So, but you know, we did the 4-2-3-1 against you guys last time. It worked. Try it again. I'd say.
Okay.
You know, Anthony. Hopefully, Martial healthy. Anthony Martial. Rashford.
I can't believe you guys are still playing Martial. Where the fuck is Jadon Sancho?
So weird thing. I don't know. He's not injured. He's mentally and physically unfit.
He's not fat, right? He's not like hidden.
No, I don't think he's fat. I just think he's depressed. I think he's run into a mental block, and his form has crashed. And Ten Hag said, you know what? Take some time off. Go train alone. Figure it out. And come back when you're ready. And this is something that, you know, Ten Hag has two sides, right? I mean, you know, he's known to be able to put his arm successfully around the shoulders of younger players. He's also known to be extremely ruthless in his discipline and everything. And you see the two sides. You see the Sancho and you see the Ronaldo.
Here's where the big distinction comes in is the fact that since you guys paid $100 million for Sancho.
Yeah.
They have like for him to have money, even if Sancho doesn't do it there, they need to be able to recoup something. And currently you can't sell him for
20, 30 pounds, whatever.
I mean, I don't think we were ever looking to sell him.
No, no, but that's what I'm saying. The investment is like, hey, it's long-term with you.
Yeah.
If you can come back and be good next year, that'd be great for us. Or if you need this time to get ready so that next year we can sell you while you still have 2 years on your contract and get some fucking value back. Because if it really is that bad, I mean, maybe you send him on loan.
I don't think that's it because preseason he was fantastic. Preseason was fantastic. Right. Started the season, we played bad as a team, but he was the only one scoring in our first two wins. He scored against Liverpool. I think he scored against another team. I forget the stats. But he looked really good up until Liverpool, frankly. It was weird. He scored against Liverpool, does really well. All of a sudden, form crashes. He's not feeling comfortable on the field. It looks like shit out there for the next few games and is really a detriment to the team, if anything. Doesn't make the World Cup squad.
Yeah. Well, so that probably added to the depression.
Exactly. Doesn't join them in their friendly games, and I think he's just training mindset. Look, for what it is worth, I think Ten Hag would have assessed that situation honestly, and I hope for the best for Sancho, obviously.
Yeah, I really like Jaden, and so I hated seeing him go from our lovely Dortmund to your shitty United.
So
this has really been a dream for me as how it's gone for him, other than the mental aspect of it. I love the return you guys have been getting on that investment.
Yeah, sure. I'm sure you
Speaking of return on investment, let's talk a little about Chelsea. What the fucking Todd Boehly? Like, we're not going to talk for much longer. We don't have a lot of time, but the fucking Chelsea just swooped us for Mudryk. We're paying him. They paid over $100 million for him, put him on an 8.5-year contract.
Yeah,
because Todd Boehly thinks this is the fucking Major League Baseball, giving a fully guaranteed, probably like $200K a week contract to a 21-year-old Bible thumping Ukrainian fucking Christian with blue shit tattoos and bad hair, who I really, really wanted on Arsenal, and I thought we had agent Zinchenko on it, and apparently he was all over it. But obviously, once Chelsea came with that long dollar, I don't know. I'm sure the Arsenal were offering him a 5-year contract the way we offer one gets fucking 7-year, 8.5-year deals.
8.5 years. I mean,
so I'm sure the money came out and it was like, oh, Todd Boehly, we'll pay how much do you pay? You want 90 million? We'll give you 110.
Yeah.
And how much do you would like to be paid, sir? You want 200 grand for 5 years? Well, here is a 300K for 8.5 years.
I mean, this is my favorite thing right now about FSP and the Glazers, you know, selling the clubs. My fear has always been the Americanization of football as it is.
Yeah, and they're trying.
The Super League, they're trying. God, they're trying. But, like, you know what? Todd Boehly will probably be the last American, Arsenal.
Right.
Arsenal?
Oh, the last one standing.
Yeah, last one standing for now, but Arsenal has him. Sorry.
Yeah, no, Kroenke ain't going nowhere.
But I don't think the Arsenal ownership treat it the way Glazers, FSP, and
a little bit. Remember, we were a part of the foundation of the Super League.
Sure, but I think they learned their lesson. Let's hope.
Hope so.
You know.
But I mean, at least the teams he's shown recently that they've been willing to spend out of their own money to improve the team and put a lot of money in. But this fucking silly season shit of like every time, you know, Chelsea have the it's not the first time. This is Man City did this. They used to take all the Arsenal rejects and like, here, come play for City. We're gonna take Adebayor and Clichy and Nasri and once you fall out of favor, we'll pay you double. Come play for us.
Yeah.
But Chelsea didn't. I mean, he did it with Eden Hazard back in the day. They've done it for fucking years and years. Mm. Every target, Willian before he was shit.
Yeah.
All those things. Speaking of Willian scoring against his old team.
Oh, beautiful. It's loved a beautiful it.
Thing. And he wouldn't celebrate. He was so sad.
I know.
He really did look like he felt bad about scoring against his old team.
Weird that he didn't celebrate, though. It's not
No,
as
he
if,
said he wouldn't because it's the only team he was ever fucking good on, the piece of shit. Other than Shakhtar, other than Mudryk's other team.
Yeah. Still, it's not like he. Not like he's in their youth system or anything.
So Chelsea now have, I believe they have a full team of forwards under contract. If you include that. Because like Lukaku is still under contract.
Yeah.
And they have, so what's the deal? Nkunku is going to be theirs next season. He's on loan for the rest of the year or whatever. Because they have Nkunku.
They did not buy Nkunku.
Yeah, they got Nkunku.
Fuck off. Oh my God. Okay.
Unless
so.
I'm an idiot and I'm wrong. I think there's like a guarantee next
year.
Right,
I don't think so. Yeah.
There's a whole fucking list of all these players. And it includes, and so it's like, oh, Pulisic, Felix.
Felix Mudryk may not stay though.
Right, correct. Yeah, of course. Yeah, I mean he should leave. He should leave.
Yeah,
and United is not the place he should go.
No.
He should fuck off to fucking Idiotsville somewhere.
Yeah, I don't even know where he would fit in.
He's
right
a corny
now.
Fuck.
Yeah. 5.
Like I'm not. So I never weird. Signed on to have him be the face of our nation. not that Gio Reyna's any better. What's up with these Dortmund guys being all fucking idiots?
Dude, I don't know.
To be fair to Christian, he is no fucking Gio Reyna.
Yeah,
His mom ain't blackmailing the fucking coach.
No, that's true.
That's some real baby shit situation. If I ever seen it.
Such a strange situation. The whole U.S. soccer thing is a debacle.
We're growing up as a federation. We now have drama. They're blackmailing people. This is just like France, and now they're gonna. Right? That's the whole thing, right? We're growing up as a federation.
Maturing.
This is what you do. What happens after that? You win World Cups.
Yeah, exactly.
You go to finals.
God,
the fuck are we doing here?
Yeah, next thing you gotta get the commentary team out of Fox. That's the next step.
Yeah, right. But, are you white? Do you have really shitty opinions on football? Yeah. Well, do I have the place for you? Yeah, do you like Alexi Lawless?
Do you want
maybe we can bring in Eric Winalda?
Do you make a habit of comparing football to baseball? Yeah.
So this is like a pitcher coming in.
Yeah, let's bring you right in here. Door. You'll slot right in. Jesus. Horrible.
Trying to pump a $5 fastball down the cock.
This is not a fair comparison, Tyler.
Yeah, but
Chelsea, excuse me, Stu Holden.
Chelsea, hopefully they'll fail making these kind of like reckless recruitments.
Well, this is great because they're doing all this and they literally have like no chance of making Champions League this year. Best case scenario, they like recover and get to Europa League, but they're going to be fighting out for that spot with Liverpool, who are hilariously falling apart.
Wow.
And now... You know, Jurgen says that last match, the 3-0 defeat, was the worst of his like managerial career.
Hey, I love it.
I know you do.
I am freaking basking in this.
You know what I will say? Like the title race is on, but you know what? Top four for Arsenal, I think, is a lock.
Yeah, I think so.
Famous last words. Like, lose every match the rest of the season. They all implode. The knees explode.
Yeah. Hey, look, you know, I'm trying to live my life where I don't believe in jinxes. Let's go for it.
I don't
it,
either.
Right? Let's
I don't
fucking
either.
Say
like I said,
it.
I'll say what the fuck I want. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'll say, like I said, if we beat United this weekend, I'll say we're going to win the fucking title.
Wow. Okay. Yeah.
That's like I said, we're going to get at least 1 point off City. So I only see us dropping three. And if we get through those banana skins.
Yeah.
And even though there's still going to be half the fucking season to be played.
Yeah.
There will be.
Yeah.
I'll be ready to make a statement.
Yeah.
But we're halfway through this week of shenanigans. So
I think a testament to that is that I am scared.
I like that.
I am scared that Arsenal is going to win the league. I am shaking in my little boots about it. And we've talked about this too. It's I grew up in the era where Arsenal is my great foe, the generation where Arsenal is my great foe.
Yeah, I've always cared way more about the United match than the fucking Tottenham match.
Yeah.
Also, I grew up in the era where we beat Tottenham 20 fucking matches in a row.
Right.
So anything other than that would be uncivilized.
I grew up in the era where City was irrelevant.
City getting beat 5-1 and getting relegated.
Yeah, exactly. They were not even in the Premier League. So, and of course, the eras where Liverpool were mid-table. So it's like, to me, Arsenal is still the great foe. And as I told you, Joaquin, I remember watching Henri knock in that shot, the chip to the volley live and just hating him, you know.
Why is he so good?
Yeah, hating him for it. So Arsenal, them winning the title, it's just especially because both our teams have been like wallowing in sort of, you know, mediocrity for a long time. I cannot grasp the fact that you might win the title before we do. Like,
you won so fucking many. Shut the fuck up.
Doesn't matter.
What are you guys, five years removed? 6 years removed?
Ten.
Is it ten?
Ten. Yeah.
Oh, that's great.
We're looking like a modern Arsenal now.
I know. Well, hopefully it takes you at least as long as it took us.
That's what I'm saying.
Go 18 years and then we'll talk.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
we haven't won since 04. This is 23 now.
I can't
stomach
the fact that you guys would get back, on track before we did. Like, I can't.
Yeah.
Like,
16 years of you go 16 years then you guys are allowed to win one again.
I hope it doesn't take that long, but you know, we've seen it. United have gone through this in their history. Liverpool have gone through it, and I would say they still have their best generation has a CL and a one Premier League title,
one and one, right,
to an empty stadium.
That level of dominance for how good that team was to only have one and one. That's also like the same thing, like the biggest cry about Arsenal then during that whole era of when we were, you know, arguably one of the best teams in the world, is that they didn't win a Champions League.
Yes. You know? Still, I'm sure, a heartache for you guys.
It is. Yeah. It is. And, yeah. and the team that made the final against Barcelona wasn't even our best team. You know, that 06 team was not nearly as good as the 04 team. But yeah.
Who was the Croatian on that team? I'm trying to think of his name right now.
Croatian on which team?
On the Arsenal Barca team? No, the Arsenal. Is he Croatian?
No,
Czech.
Rosicky.
Was he on that? Rosicky? Was he on that final team?
He was.
I liked him.
I did too. Well, I liked him. Actually, no. Hold on. Because that was in 06, and that was the end of like Pires Junberg-ish. So we signed him after that 06 World Cup. So he came directly after that.
Oh, okay.
I was watching him at that World Cup, and like this, I was like, he scored against the USA, and I was like, I was like, that guy's going to Arsenal. It's okay. Yeah, like, fuck that. It's so sick. He's so good.
Yeah, he's good.
So he wasn't in the team that actually played in that final.
My bad. Yeah.
It was like Junberg, and then when they got the red card, they subbed off Pires and shit, which was fucked up. But, you know,
fucking lame.
Anyway, enough talk about that. But a great weekend for both of our teams.
Yes, indeed.
The Premier League is back, baby. We're rocking. We're fucking shit up. We had a good time at the House of Football. We'll be there for the Arsenal Man United match. I think we'll run it back, right? That works?
That's right. We'll be Let's do that. Let's do how's it.
There'll be a little. There'll be a lot of your United cunts there.
Okay, good.
You'll feel all right about it. There'll be a lot more than the Tottenham fans that were there today.
Love those cunts. Yeah,
significantly more. There's a whoop in the background from our resident Spur Martucci,
he's the gimp.
He's dying on the torture rack in the we haven't kept him in the basement. He keeps yelling little shit from the corner somewhere.
Yeah,
but yeah. All right. Well, man, dude, good talk and. Yeah. Great weekend for us both. Big victories in our derbies and ready to fucking play the elimination match for the title this next weekend.
It's going to be massive.
It's going to be good.
It's going to be massive. Okay.
Thanks so much.
Yeah. Oh, cheers.
Flashing flash.